Hi, am I in the air?
Do I have everybody's attention now? Do I have everybody's attention now?
John, I got you.
John, I got you. Do I have everybody's Sunday attention night. Now?
You put them cameras on me, then you must be willing to get that heart touch. This a must-see feeling. The news ain't good, then it must be villain. So I say it tag grounded. I don't trust these ceilings. Spread across your nose, and I'm on your ear. Highest necks on the cloud. Am I in the air? Sunday nights, prime time. I flex my better Voltron, transform to DX Don. Mega and off-scene. You probably think I'm nice, cause I flow like a stream to your wireless device. And the smoke full of steam on any given night, I'll short like a piece of any given slice. And for the latest and what is best about I tune in and tune the rest out, Don. You gotta tell them, am I in the clear? Is this thing gone? Am I on the air? On the air?
Well, all right. What is going down, everybody? It's that time again. Welcome back to another brand new edition of Am I on the Air? My name is Don Mega, and I'm your host, and I welcome you to the show. It's season 25 as episode 3, and tonight's show is titled Say Cheese. We are broadcasting live from the Red Dragons Radio Studios here on this Monday, October the 3rd. Tonight, it's all about catching you up on the latest and the greatest when it comes to entertainment news and television, movies, non-spoiler reviews, everything that's gone down in the last week. We're going to be covering the news and reviews from September 27th through today, October 3rd. So strap on in, and we'll make sure in the next 45 minutes or so that we get you educated and get you on out of here. So before we get started, I want to give a little shout out. Earlier today, I got invited on and I went and did another podcast, Granny's Peach Tea. And for those of you that are comic book nerds like myself, you know what that means. And they're another awesome entertainment podcast that streams weekly, and they talk about all the nerd culture stuff, right? Everything in the comic book world. So I went on their show today. It was streaming live on YouTube, and I'll be tweeting up some links and stuff to it as well, too. But we talked about, obviously, some big news with Deadpool 3 that we'll get into later tonight. We talked about She-Hulk. We talked about the new Black Panther trailer, which I'll talk about here in a little bit. Lots of goodies in the comic book world. So shout out to them. Thank you again for having me on. It was a fun time. And that's over at the Pop Culture Pros Network, which we're always streaming on demand as well, too. So big plug there for Granny's Peach Tea. All right. Now, let's get into it, guys. I got one non-spoiler movie for you. And then, of course, we're going to be talking about the latest television shows that we've checked out and what's been going down. So let's jump on in. The movie of the week that we checked out is the new number one film, and that's Smile. Smile is a new horror movie that just came out. After witnessing a bizarre traumatic incident involving a patient, Dr. Rose Cotter starts experiencing frightening occurrences that she can't explain. As an overwhelming terror begins taking over her life, Rose must confront her troubling past in order to survive and escape her horrifying new reality. So, I'm sure you probably have seen the trailer by now. Creepy, 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 right? People just smiling at the camera, looking all crazy. This movie reminded me a lot of The Ring. Because if you recall The Ring back in the day when it came out, what was it, right? It was a viral VHS tape that was going around. And if you watched the tape, you saw something. And then you're going to die in 7 days. And that's basically the premise of Smile. If you come across one of these crazy-ass people and they smile at you, they typically kill themselves. And then that whatever that's inside now is latched onto you. And then you have basically 4 to 7 days before you die yourself. So very similar kind of concept. This movie, I liked it. You know, horror is very hit and miss with me. I love horror movies, but lately I feel like you're either too much or too little. It's hard to find the right mix. And I feel like Smile, for the most part, found the right mix. My biggest criticism of this film is it comes in just under 2 hours long. Way too long for this film. If this movie would have done the typical kind of 90-minute thing, I think it would have been fantastic. I do truly believe this movie is 15 to 20 minutes too long. So it drags at moments. It takes too long to get going. But when the scares happen, they're excellent. The visuals are excellent. The way this movie is directed is excellent. I really loved a lot of it. I just felt it was too long and it kind of took away from some of the moments that I think would have been better if the movie was just tighter. So, fun fact about this movie is that this is a Paramount film and this was going to go straight to Paramount Plus. And the people behind it really believed in it and said, no, we should do this theatrically. And it's a good thing they did because it is the number one movie in America right now. And it made $22 million in its debut, which is an excellent debut for a horror movie. And the film was made for a $17 million budget. So $17 million budget, made $22 in its first week. Not too shabby. I think the word of mouth is going to keep this one rocking and rolling. For me, I would give Smile 3.5 out of 5 stars. It's better than a 3. It doesn't quite hit 4 because of the damn runtime and the lulls in it. But it's a very, very solid movie. So I'd go 3.5 out of 5 for Smile. All right, let's switch on over to television. So the new show I watched, now everything pretty much is going to be quick recaps. The new show I checked out is the new reboot, or I should say continuation, of Quantum Leap. Now, I'm old. So basically, I remember growing up with the original Quantum Leap with Scott Bakula. And the concept was always cool as hell. I liked the way this show was. So when I saw they were making this continuation, I was down. And I watched the first 2 episodes, and it's a really solid reboot. They are saying that the original show happened, and this is basically someone else taking up the project many, many years later. And now we have a new guy that is lost in time, and he's quantum leaping all over the place, right? And we got to figure out what's what, and how can we get him home? So I like that every episode ends with him leaping into a new body and a new adventure. You know, if you don't know anything about Quantum Leap, basically this is about a scientist who leaps into different periods of time. He can be in 1985 and then he can be in 2006 and then he can be in 1700. He just jumps around time to basically help people. And once he fulfills what he needs to fulfill, he then leaps again and goes into another body. And basically he's just ping-ponging across time. But he's living inside of other people's bodies when he does it. So if he looks in a mirror, he doesn't look like himself. He's another person and he has to try to help the person that he's leaped into. Very sci-fi-ish, but I like it. And this is on NBC. It also streams on Peacock and I think it's worth a shot. If you like the concept, I think you'll like the show. It's really, really good. So thumbs up for me for the new Quantum Leap. Everything else is comebacks. So I checked out the first episode of season 2 of the Mighty Ducks Game Changers. And I know this won't be for most people, but my daughter loves season 1. So season 2 just started last week on Disney Plus. We watched it. It was great. The kids are still as awesome as always. It's got a lot of good laughs. It's a great family, show. So thumbs up there for the fam. Then we got La Brea is back, another one that's on NBC and streaming on Peacock, La Brea season 2. I had started La Brea last season when it came out for season 1, watched a couple episodes, and then kind of fell off due to other shows. So a couple weeks back, I kind of binged through the rest of the season, got caught up. I like the show. I don't love it. So it kind of sits in that middle ground for me. But started season 2. It was a good premiere. And I love the concept of this show, just sometimes it kind of drags, but I'm down to see where it takes us. But yes, La Brea season 2 is back. Another show that's back that I really got into over the summer is Welcome to Flatch. Welcome to Flatch was a show that aired on Fox really quietly that I didn't hear anyone talking about it. And then I caught it on Hulu. I watched all of season 1 within like a couple weeks. And it was hilarious. It's such a fun show. I love this show. And then had no idea that it got renewed. And season 2 just debuted on Fox a couple nights ago. And I was like, yo, welcome to Flatch is back. So it's great to see it back because I really do like this show. And I didn't think it was going to come back for a second season. So I'm glad to see it back. And I definitely think if you want to laugh, that you'll check out Welcome to Fletch. So season 2 now on Hulu and on Fox. Another show that's back that I love is Ghost. Did you ever catch Ghost last season? This was a new show that started last year on CBS and it's on Paramount Plus. Season 2 is back, and basically it's about a couple who lives in this old mansion, and the lady of the house can see ghosts. She can see the ghosts that are living there. It's a comedy sitcom. It's hilarious. And this is one of the funniest shows on television right now. So definitely recommend Ghost again if you're just somebody looking for a good comedy to watch. Season 2 is out now. So the first episode aired a couple nights ago as well. And that's available on CBS and Paramount Plus. And then my catch up on Andor. So on last week's episode, I told you I had started Andor. And I only watched the first episode and I was not happy with it. I felt like it was very slow, nothing happened, and it was pretty boring. So it took me a while to get back into it, but finally over the weekend, I did watch episode 2 and 3. I know episode 4 is out now as well, too. I have not gotten to 4, but I did watch 2 and 3. 2 was just as boring as 1, but I know everybody kept telling me, just get to episode 3, get to episode 3. 3 is where it's at. And I will admit, episode 3 was fun, and I enjoyed it. And it was definitely a massive pickup from where the first 2 episodes were. So I'm sorry to my boy Friggins, who thinks every episode of this show is great. It is not. The show is very, very boring. But yes, episode 3 is awesome. And hopefully episode 4 will continue that trend. So hope to get caught up with that very soon. So that's what I got for you guys.
Stay with us. We'll be right back.
You still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Yeah.
Look.
We all artists, man. We go, you feel me? We gonna have this like,
bro, me and my man Kyle, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit. I got like, we play with this shit right now for real.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
We got Smile now in theaters, 3.5 out of 5 stars. Over on TV, we got Quantum Leap, check it out on Peacock. We got La Brea, check it out on Peacock season 2. We got Mighty Ducks Game Changers season 2 on Disney Plus. We got Welcome to Flatch season 2 on Hulu. We got Ghost season 2 over on Paramount Plus. And of course, Andor now streaming on Disney Plus as well. All right, let's talk box office. Coming in at number 10, it's Top Gun Maverick. Number 9 is DC League of Super Pets. Number 8 is Bullet Train. Number 7 is Barbarian. Number 6 is Ponyon Selvin Part 1. Number 5 is Avatar, still cranking in some money in its re-release. Number 4 is Bros. Now, this is a new comedy that just came out starring Billy Eichner. And this was supposed to be a big deal because this was the first, like, gay rom-com that was a major wide release. And the movie bombed. It was only number 4. It only made $4 million. And Billy Eichner is all in the news right now saying that it's because America's homophobic and nobody wanted to watch gay people. And I don't know, man. I don't want to get into all that. I like Billy Eichner. I did not see this movie. I am interested in it because it is directed by Judd Apatow, who I absolutely love and think every movie he does is excellent. And I, like I said, I do like Billy Eichner. I just did not get a chance to see it. So I don't know. Call me what you want to call me. But I've seen a lot of people say that this is the type of movie that should have just went straight to streaming. And that's probably when I'll see it. So Bros at number 4. Number 3 was The Woman King. Number 2 was Don't Worry, Darling. And number 1 was Smile. Like we talked about, $22 million. Great debut there for Smile. All right, guys, that is the box office, and let's get into our news of the week. It was confirmed that Black Panther Wakanda Forever is one of the longest running films in the MCU. The longest movie so far to date in the MCU is Avengers Endgame, which goes right about 3 hours and 2 minutes. Black Panther Wakanda Forever is going to be about 2 hours and 45 minutes. So it is long, guys. So strap on in. The second trailer for Black Panther Wakanda Forever dropped today, and it's a fantastic trailer. It's not as good as that first one that we all saw and cried over, right? With the no woman, no cry. That trailer is just phenomenal, and I don't think anything could ever touch that trailer. This trailer shows more of the story, shows more action, and it looks incredible. And tickets went on sale today. I've already secured my opening night tickets in IMAX. Very, very excited to see this one. This definitely has me on the hype train going back for the MCU in the theater. So get your tickets now while you still can, okay? But get ready for a 3-hour runtime once you add in the previews. The show Elite Season 6 is coming to Netflix. Werewolf by Night. Director Michael Giacchino thought that the Marvel special might have gotten a TV MA rating, but it did get a TV 14, and it is debuting October 7th on Disney Plus. So get ready for that special. Looking forward to Marvel's Werewolf by Night. The Last of Us. Remember the new trailer drop for this, and it looks great. The Last of Us show is set 20 years after the destruction of modern civilization, and it centers on Joel, who's a hardened survivor of the apocalypse, who's hired to smuggle a 14-year-old girl named Ellie out of an oppressive quarantine zone. So, of course, it's based on the video game. Looks great. Check out the trailer for The Last of Us. Now, after I did last week's show, the very next day, this big news drops, and I'm like, you son of a bitch. You couldn't have done this yesterday, and I could have got this on the show. We get a video from Ryan Reynolds, and the video was titled Hard Keeping My Mouth Sewn Shut About This One. And basically, it's a video of him sitting around his house, making coffee, going to the bathroom, walking through the woods. And he's like, you know, I felt like I needed to give you guys an update about Deadpool 3. We've been, you know, really working hard at it. We've been trying to figure out how to crack the code. And it's a big deal because Deadpool's coming to the MCU. How do we do this? How do we do this right? It's been hard to come up with something. But we did come up with one idea. And as he says that, Hugh Jackman walks by in the background. And Ryan Reynolds says, hey, you, do you want to play Wolverine one more time? And Hugh Jackman says, sure, Ryan, why not? And then I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston starts playing. Yes, guys, that is official. Hugh Jackman returning as Wolverine for Deadpool 3, and we have an official release date. It'll be hitting theaters on September 6th, 2024. So we're still 2 years away on this, but it's coming. It's coming. And I cannot wait to see some set photos. I cannot wait to see the first promo poster of Wolverine with Deadpool. How is this going to happen? How is this coming to the MCU? This is insane, guys. I really honestly thought that Ryan Reynolds was punking us when he did this video. I was like, he's lying. I was like, is it April 1st? Like, did I forget what date it is? This is not true. But it is true. It is confirmed. It is official. And it's happening. Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, Deadpool 3, September 6, 2024. Marvel Studios in the MCU. And so that got tweeted out. Then Hugh Jackman tweeted out, yeah, sure, and posted the same video. And we got the confirmation. I jumped on TikTok and had to do a reaction video right away because I was so excited. And if you watch the TikTok, you'll see my pure excitement because I could not believe this was happening. And then the very next morning, we get a second video where Ryan Reynolds is sitting on the couch with Hugh Jackman. And they're like, hey, we know you guys have a lot of questions. I know a lot of people are wondering, what about Logan, right? Logan is such a beautiful movie, and it's the way that, you know, Wolverine died. And they're like, we're not going to touch that. Wolverine, you know, the Logan movie happened in 2029. This movie happens before that, so we're not going to touch it. But here's what happens. And as soon as they start to explain what happens in the movie, it loudly starts playing Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go. And you can't hear anything the guys are saying. And they're, like, fighting each other. And Hugh Jackman's acting like he's stabbing him with his claws. And Ryan Reynolds acting like he's dead. Then he comes back to life. It's a great video. And at the end, when the music stops, they're just like, we're so excited. Thank you, Kevin Feige. Thank you, Kevin Feige. Which is just great, guys. The viral marketing of this has the whole world excited. And like I said, this movie's 2 years away. So, amazing news. And, whoo, way to go, Marvel. Now, way not to go, Marvel, is later that night, news broke that the director of the Blade movie left. Now, some are saying he departed. I'm also hearing he was fired from the project. So, director Bassam Tariq technically departed Blade. Marvel issued a statement basically saying he's going to stay on as a producer. But due to like shifting production schedule, he had to leave the project. So, this just doesn't make much sense because they were getting ready to start filming this thing in a couple weeks. So, if we're that close, how can there be a production schedule problem all of a sudden? There's a bigger issue here. Like I said, a lot of people are saying that he got fired from the project because it was too big of a project and couldn't handle it, that the script wasn't looking too good. There was a lot of concern. So, it looks like they got new writers. It looks like production will be pushed back on this thing, which will most likely push back the release date because this is supposed to come out September of next year. And if they're not even going to start filming this thing until next year, I doubt it's going to come out the same year. But you know what? Black Panther shot a lot this year as well, too. And I didn't think it would make it. And here it is. So, and I don't think Blade's going to need nearly as much CGI as Black Panther. So we'll keep you posted and we'll see what ends up happening with that. Paul Bettany is set to join Tom Hanks and Robin Wright in a new film adaptation called Here. The Grendel series is no longer moving forward at Netflix. And what's crazy about this, because this is a show that was based on the Dark Horse comic book. I was very interested in this. And I found out that they actually filmed the entire season, not just the pilot. They filmed the whole season. So they're saying, like, the people all involved are pissed. They're like, yo, we filmed not just one or two episodes. We did the entire season. And then you're going to cancel us and put us on a shelf? Like, why? Why not put it out and let people decide if they like it or not? So it sounds like they're shopping this around to other streamers, and we'll see if someone else picks up the Grendel series. We have the trailer for One of Us is Lying Season 2, which is coming soon to Peacock, so check that out. Samara Weaving is set to lead a new action horror film called Azrael. Netflix is getting ready to do their live action Avatar, The Last Airbender movie. And they just brought on George Takei to the cast. Oh my, George Takei, part of the Avatar cast. We have the trailer for After Sun, which is Paul Mescal's new A24 drama film. We have the final Halloween Ends trailer, which is pretty damn cool. And this movie is going to be hitting theaters and Peacock in a couple weeks. Netflix's thriller Carry On has officially added Sophia Carson and Danielle Deadwyler to the cast. Blue Beetle director says Warner Brothers has assured him that his movie is safe because there was obviously some concern after the Batgirl cancellation, but he has been given the thumbs up and they said they will not be messing with Blue Beetle. So there you go. We don't have to worry about that one. The AMC network is developing a new series reboot of the 1960s sci-fi horror story, Seconds. Kevin Feige thinks Elizabeth Olsen has more spells to cast in the MCU. He was doing some reporting and they asked him, you know, what's up with Scarlet Witch? What's up with Elizabeth Olsen? And he was like, yo, we love Elizabeth Olsen and we would love to tell a lot more stories with her. And I think speaking for the MCU fans out there, we would love to see her return. I don't think she died in Doctor Strange Multiverse of Madness. I saw that light flash. She's out there. She's powerful and she can return. So I'm looking forward and I'm just glad to hear Kevin Feige say, you know what? I think she's got more to do. And I think we're all thankful for that. Chucky Season 2 trailer. Get ready. This thing's hitting October 7th as well. So check out the new Season 2 trailer that we got. Robert Downey Jr.'s documentary on his father, titled Senior, has been purchased by Netflix and will be a Netflix exclusive there. The Wonder Years has added Patti LaBelle to play Duell Hill's mother for season two. Colby Smulders, she says the Secret Invasion show will go deeper with Maria Hill than any other Marvel project has, which is great, man. I think Colby Smulders should have done a lot more in the MCU. She's fantastic. We saw her get introduced in the first Marvel Avengers movie, and then nothing much really happened with her after that. She pops up here and there, but I'm glad to see Secret Invasion might give her a little bit more to chew on. I like that a lot. The next Star Trek movie, which was supposed to come out next Christmas, December 2023, has officially been pulled from the calendar. That's right. Obviously, they lost their director, who is now going on to do Fantastic Four. They haven't been able to find anybody else yet. So Paramount has officially announced that it's removing the untitled Star Trek movie from its December 22nd, 2023 release date in theaters. So we'll see. We'll keep you posted on what ends up happening with that. Moving along here. Let's see here. Hulu has nabbed the new true crime drama from Little Fires Everywhere and Tell Me Lies producers. It's going to be called Under the Bridge, based on the book by Rebecca Godfrey. There you go. So that's going to be coming soon. In some sad news, I know we don't talk about music too often, but Coolio passed away the other day at the age of 59. Of course, Gangster's Paradise, Fantastic Voyage, See You When You Get There. Coolio, man, just unfortunately sounds like he had a heart attack. Young age, man, 59. But as he said in Gangster's Paradise, I'm 23 now, but will I live to see 24? The way things are going, I don't know. So he did live to see 24 and all the way to 59. So congratulations to Coolio. He will be missed, man. He's definitely legendary out there. So a lot of people were giving Logan director James Mangold shit for Hugh Jackman coming back. And James Mangold, I love, he responded and he was just like, yo, I'm as happy as all the fans are. He was like, I don't think this has anything to do to mess up Logan. This is going to be fun. I love these guys and I'm anxious to see Wolverine come back. So it was a really cool response from James Mangold, and hopefully it shuts down all little whiny babies out there that are like, what do you think about this, sir? Did you see how they're desecrating your movie? Kevin Bacon is joining the cast of the new Beverly Hills Cop movie that they're filming right now, which now we officially know Beverly Hills Cop 4 is now officially titled Beverly Hills Cop Axel Foley. So they got a new title and I love it. I love Kevin Bacon joining the cast on this. Pretty damn cool. We got the trailer for Hot Take, the Depp Heard trial. This is a Tubi original movie. Yes, Tubi, the streaming service that's free that nobody has and nobody wants. They've made an original movie based on the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial. This trailer is hilarious. The guy that plays Johnny Depp is like 18 years old and Johnny Depp's like 60 something. So I don't know what they were thinking with this casting. But it just looks hilarious, and everybody, it's funny watching the reviews online of people being like, this looks so cheesy and low budget. I'm like, no shit, it's a Tubi original. How much do you think they had to spend on this thing? Interview with a Vampire, which I know just debuted and I've been hearing some really good things. It's already been announced that it's getting a season two over on AMC. So congratulations there. That's pretty awesome. Jack Ryan season three is finally coming back. I know a lot of people have been really clamoring for this long-awaited season three, and Amazon Studios has finally let us know that season three of Tom Clancy's Jack Ryan with John Krasinski is scheduled to make its return on Wednesday, December 21st on Prime Video, more than 3 years after the 8-episode second season made its debut. That is nuts, man. How can you wait multiple years to do a show? You know, like, remember like when we used to just wait like a summer to get our shows back? Now with all these streaming shows, it's like you're having to wait 1 year, 2 years, 3 years. Like, yo, come on, son. Like, people's attention spans are too short. And then when a show does come back, you're like, I don't fucking remember what happened 3 years ago on season two. And you know, you gotta hope that they got a real nice recap to get caught up on. All right, we got the new trailer for Tar, which is Cate Blanchett's new biopic drama, so check that out. Sam Raimi is reportedly directing a remake of Magic, which was the Anthony Hopkins classic evil doll movie. Let's see here. Borat 2's Maria Bakalova will star in a new thriller from director Hala Matar, and it's going to be called Elektra. The channel Epix, you know the show, the channel Epix is like a movie channel. Yes, Epix is going to be rebranded. It's owned by MGM, so MGM is rebranding it as MGM Plus, because you know, that's what we do these days, son. We throw up a plus sign after it, and we're good to go. This is not going to become a streaming service. It's still Epix. It's still the same channel you know and love. It's just going to be called MGM Plus. So there you go. Lana Parrilla is joining Jennifer Lopez and Simu Liu in the upcoming sci-fi thriller Atlas. Alexander Daddario is a spooked heir in the first look photos from AMC's new Anne Rice adaptation of The Mayfair Witches, which just got confirmed that it will be out early 2023. You know me, I love my Alexander Daddario, so I will be watching Mayfair Witches for show. Lisa Kudrow is set to star in Taika Waititi's Time Bandits series adaptation that's coming to Apple TV+. We have the trailer for Dangerous Liaisons, so check that out. Stars doing a new steamy prequel. Bridge and Tunnel, officially canceled. Now, this is a show that was on Epix, which is going to be MGM+. It will not be returning for a season 3, so Bridge and Tunnel canceled. We got director David Bruckner talking about the updating of the new Hellraiser, updating it for a modern audience. Don't forget the new Hellraiser movie debuts on Hulu on October 7th. I'm super excited for this one. I think it looks really, really good. And this could be that old school horror that I just think is awesome. Al Pacino set to star opposite Charlie Heaton and Diana Silvers in a new indie film called Billy Knight. Oh, I also want to do another shout out. Sorry, I totally forgot that I was a special guest on the People's Forum as well. And I just jogged my memory here because I, on last week's episode, did a non-spoiler review for the horror movie Barbarian. Well, Peeps invited me on his show for his weekly WeView that he does. And we talked about Barbarian and we did a full spoiler review. We did a quick little non-spoiler one. And then we did a full-on spoiler review talking about Barbarian. And it was a lot of fun. So definitely check that out over on reddragonsradio.com. Click on the People's Forum tab and check out the Barbarian review if you want to hear me and Peeps break this one all down. I'm also featured in his new episode of his Marvel News. We talk about, obviously, the Deadpool news. We were very excited to get into that and talk about what that means for the future of the MCU. So definitely make sure you check me out over there on the People's Forum. I got two episodes I'm featured on top of the Granny's Peach Tea episode that we talked about at the beginning of the show as well, too. So seek those out, man. It's awesome. Okay, moving along. We all know that the MCU was going to be doing an Armor Wars series with Don Cheadle. Of course, the War Machine kind of spinoff show. Well, now they're actually shifting this show, instead of a Disney Plus series, into a movie. That's right. So Don Cheadle going to lead his own film in the MCU. So Armor Wars is moving forward as a film now instead of a Disney Plus series. But it's going to take us longer to get to this one because it was going to start filming soon as an actual series. But now that it's going into a movie, they're tweaking the script. They got some work to do. And obviously, there's a lot of other movies that are already in production, so it's going to get shifted back. But big news there. After all this time, Don Cheadle getting his own film now. So congratulations on Armor Wars moving into a feature film. Director Ruben Fleischer is now set to direct Now You See Me 3. Can you believe it? I didn't think we'd ever get a Now You See Me 3. I never thought we'd get a Now You See Me 2, let alone 3. I do like the series, though. Not much is known at this time on who's coming back or what, where, high, and wow. But we do know the director, and we know we're getting a Now You See Me 3. We have the trailer for Raymond and Ray, Ewan McGregor and Ethan Hawke, their new movie that's coming soon. We have another movie in production called 48 Hours in Vegas, and Jonathan Majors has just signed on to play NBA legend Dennis Rodman. So this is going to be definitely very interesting. It's about Dennis Rodman's 48-hour trip to Las Vegas during the NBA Finals. A lot of crazy shit went down during those 48 hours. Let's make a movie, baby. Let's do it. Love Jonathan Majors. This is a great, great casting. Jason Bateman is set to helm the new Netflix thriller film called Dark Wire. We have finally found out some news on American Horror Story Season 11. Yes, it's coming quicker than you think. FX has officially announced the official title and full cast members of the upcoming 11th season of American Horror Story. The newest installment to Ryan Murphy's long-running horror anthology series has been titled American Horror Story New York City, which is slated to premiere on Wednesday, October 19th, with the first two episodes, and then will be followed by two episodes each Wednesday for 4 weeks. It will star Joe Mantello, Billy Lord, Zachary Quinto, Russell Tovey, Leslie Grossman, Charlie Carver, Sandra Bernhard, Isaac Powell, Dennis O'Hare, and Patty LuPone. Notable cast members who are once again absent from the season are Sarah Paulson and Evan Peters. Obviously, they're very busy with other stuff, but man, a lot of the same characters popping up. American Horror Story, New York City. I hope it's good. I actually just tonight finished the spinoff American Horror Stories, and it was horrible. This whole season was horrible. There wasn't really any good episodes. And the last couple seasons of American Horror Story have been very whack. So I used to love this show more than anything. So I really, really hope it gets its luster back with this new season. We're always, always hoping for it. All right, another new movie in production is called And, and it's going to be including Emma Stone and William Dafoe. Yorgos Lanthimos is assembled the cast. He's the director, and yes, the movie is called And, A-N-D. So there you go. New Planet of the Apes movie, finally moving forward, guys. We've been talking about this for quite some time, and now it's official. The new movie is titled Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. It is now in production, and it will star Owen Teague, Freya Allen, and Peter McCone. It will pick up many years after the end of 2017's War for the Planet of the Apes, and director Wes Ball is doing the project, and it's targeting a 2024 release date. So obviously we had the other trilogy, and now we're skipping many, many years. We're doing a time jump, and we got the new apes to follow and see what's going down in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Disney theme park dragon Figment is getting a film adaptation from Seth Rogen. We have the trailer for Bones and All, which is Timothée Chalamet's cannibal love story. So check that out. We have the trailer for Stars at Noon. Margaret Qualley leads the new A24 thriller. We have the Yellowstone Season 5 trailer. We have the trailer for Spoiler Alert, starring Jim Parsons. Big rumor going around the MCU, and I'm going to label this as big rumor. It is just a rumor. I'm not confirming anything. The rumor is that Harrison Ford is being looked at to replace William Hurt as General Ross for the Thunderbolts movie. This would make sense. William Hurt obviously passed away. If they really want to have this character in the MCU and heading up the Thunderbolts, which would make sense because he's General Thunderbolt Ross that starts this group. Harrison Ford would be a hell of a catch, man, to do it with. But no confirmation from anybody. But this is a massive rumor swirling around. So I've heard some validity to it, but we will confirm when we get a chance to, or we'll deny when we get a chance to, but I wanted to let you know the big rumor that is going around. We have the trailer for I Love You, You Hate Me, the Barney documentary. James Bond's 60th anniversary celebration brings all 25 Bond films to Prime Video. Dave Bautista set to star in a new action thriller from writer-director Drew Pearce, which is awesome. And the new movie is going to be called Cooler. Trevor Noah is exiting The Daily Show. So definitely it is time. After 7 years as the host, he is stepping away. The new John Cryer comedy has been given a series order over on NBC. Mary McDonnell has joined Justin Hartley in his new CBS show, The Never Game. The Mosquito Coast and Mythic Quest are coming back this fall over on Apple TV+. A new American Pie movie is in the works from Universal Pictures, and Definition Please filmmaker Sujata Day. So supposedly this is a new original pitch and a fresh take on long-running comedy franchise. So I don't know what that means. I don't know if we're doing we're bringing back the original cast. I don't know if we're going to bring them back and then spin off into something younger. I don't know. Nobody seems to be specific other than they're calling it an American Pie movie. Is it a reboot? Is it a requel? What are we doing here? Is it like Scream where we're going to have some legacy characters but then move into something else? To me, if it's not the original cast, then it's not American Pie. So I'm hoping to get some news on this because when I first heard the news, I got very excited. Then I saw Fresh Take and I was like, I don't know about that. So we'll have to wait and see on that one. Okay, trucking along. Sony Pictures has picked up the rights to a new Tarzan movie. Yay. Guillermo del Toro's Cabinet of Curiosities has released its first trailer, previewing 8 chilling stories that is coming to Netflix, a new anthology series. Nosferatu. Robert Eggers is going to do a new vampire movie, Nosferatu, and it will star Bill Skarsgård and Lily Rose Depp. The Blade script reportedly being entirely rewritten after the director exits, so whoo, shit, there's going to be some delay over there. Kelly Riley from Yellowstone, she's joining Tom Hanks in the new film adaptation for Here. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this news. Community. Yes, a new movie has been announced. A lot of people have been waiting. Are we going to get a movie? They've been talking about a movie for a long time. And yes, a movie is officially announced and it's coming to Peacock. It will be a Peacock exclusive. I think they're joking as the tagline is 6 seasons in a movie. And it looks like your main core cast is returning right now, minus Donald Glover. So we'll see. We'll see if they end up getting him, if he just gets a cameo, but it looks like everybody else is returning, and that's pretty exciting over there. And I didn't even really watch Community. So there's been some controversy that Bruce Willis has sold his image rights to a company for future TV and film roles, basically his deepfake technology, so they could use his image to continue making money. But then reps for Bruce Willis came out and said, that's not true. So there's some conflicting reports out there. This sounds right to me because he just wants money and he had to retire. So why not do deepfake technology? But like I said, his reps are claiming that it's not. So either way, just wanted to let you know where that kind of stood. Kevin Feige says Werewolf by Night will become quite important to the future of the MCU. So very interesting there. I think it just means as we get into the whole spiritual side with Blade and the monsters and everything else. The Crow remake is done filming. The Crow reboot with Bill Skarsgård has wrapped filming. This is exciting because I didn't even know they started filming. We knew that Bill Skarsgård signed on. We knew they were going to make this movie. But every other Crow reboot has just fallen apart and has never gotten done. So when I heard it got wrapped filming, I was like, oh my God, they did it. They really did it. So very, very cool there. I can't wait to see the first trailer for this one. The original Crow is one of my all-time favorite movies. New Karate Kid movie, Ralph Macchio says he's uncertain if he'll actually appear in the new film set in 2024. Remember, we talked about this on last week's show too, that nobody involved with Cobra Kai knows if they're involved with this new Karate Kid movie at all. So we're curious to see where this movie takes us. Alice Braga and Jimmy Simpson have joined the cast of the Apple sci-fi series Dark Matter. We have everything coming and going to all your favorite streamers in October. Everything from Apple TV Plus, Disney Plus, HBO Max, Hulu, Paramount Plus, Peacock, Prime Video, everything all bundled up for you. What's coming and going? Definitely check that out. Jurassic World Dominion director hints at sequels. Yes, he says there's more to come. So we'll see. Well, you know, once the last movie just hit $1 billion, I'm sure there's more to come. The new movie Blonde officially hits number 1 on Netflix, despite its controversy. Of course, this is the new Ana de Armas Marilyn Monroe movie. It's 3 hours long. Most of it's in black and white. I can't do it. But there's a lot of controversy around this movie. But it's a hit, and a lot of people are watching it. So congratulations there. Let's see here. We talked about that. All the new posters for Wakanda Forever that came out today are beautiful. We put them all up on our Instagram page, so make sure you check those out. They're so, so good. Yeah. Sorry, I was looking at something else and got totally sidetracked. We have Netflix's Big Mouth Season 6 trailer, so make sure you check that out. We have the Berlin teaser trailer, which reveals the first look at the main cast for the Money Heist spinoff. Apple's Godzilla and Titan series has added Anders Holm to the cast. We have the trailer for Nocebo, which shows the upcoming tense thriller that they're doing, so check that out. That just was released today. The James Bond producers are ruling out any young actors for the next 007. Yeah, they're like, no, we don't want no Gen Z. We don't want no little kid. This ain't James Bond Jr. Like, we don't want any young actors. So they're going to keep doing what they've been doing. Coolio recorded lines for the Futurama revival prior to his death. So there you go. We're going to have some recorded lines there for the new revival season. The Walking Dead Universe teaser trailer has come out, teasing the 2023 spinoffs, so make sure you check that out. And some interesting casting news, Barry Keoghan, who auditioned for the Batman and became the Joker, he had actually auditioned originally for the Riddler and then was given the Joker role, so very interesting there. Tyza Farmiga is set to reprise her role as Sister Irene for the upcoming Conjuring spinoff sequel, The Nun 2. Violent Night. We talked about this one a while back, that David Harbour is playing Santa Claus in a new holiday-themed action film called Violent Night, and we're going to get the first teaser trailer this Wednesday. I'm looking super forward to this. I have a feeling this is going to be cheesy goodness. Writer Michael Waldron has been confirmed that he is writing the new Avengers Secret Wars. That's right. Michael Waldron wrote the Loki show for Disney Plus, and he also wrote Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. So he is part of the Marvel family. He's done multiple projects, and he is set to write the high-profile epic for Marvel Avengers Secret Wars. We have the new trailer for Emancipation, which is Will Smith's new film, directed by Anton Fuqua. So check that out. And it is confirmed that it's going to be hitting Apple TV Plus in December. Adam Sandler said he is open to making sequels to Waterboy and Happy Gilmore. So let's go, baby. Let's go. I'm ready. The Moonlighting creator teases a big announcement on Wednesday, probably that they have the digital deepfake rights to Bruce Willis and they're going to do a reboot without him with deepfake technology. Magnum P.I. Season 5 on NBC has added Michael Roddy in a recurring role. Firefly Lane is set to end with a supersized Season 2 over on Netflix. The Blues Clues movie featuring original host Steve Burns is coming to Paramount Plus, so there you go, coming very soon. NCIS is doing their first ever three-way crossover event in January of 2023. So for the first time ever, they're going to do a three-way crossover between NCIS, NCIS Los Angeles, and NCIS Hawaii. So there you go for all you big NCIS fans out there. And with that note, we're at the end of the show, my friend. So yes, I told you at the beginning of the show, I was going to get you in and out in about 45 minutes. We're at 45 minutes right now. So look at that timing. I don't know how I just casually do that without even trying. So thank you so much for tuning in, guys. Once again, check out Granny's Peach Tea over on the Pop Culture Pros Network. Remember, Am I on the Air is always streaming on Pop Culture Pros as well, too. And then shout out to my boy Peeps, the People's Forum over on Red Dragons Radio. Check me out on his Marvel News episode and on the Barbarian Weekly Weeview episode, doing our non-spoiler and spoiler talk on Barbarian. So some plugs there. AmIOnTheAir.com is our official webpage, so make sure you bookmark that. It's got everything you need. Make sure you follow all the socials. Check out the podcast. Share it with all your friends and family. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/AmIOnTheAir. Follow us on Twitter at AmIOnTheAir, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter directly at DXDonMega. And of course, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts. If Apple Podcasts is not your thing and you're on Android, don't worry. We got you on Spotify, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcast. We're on all your favorite platforms. Just search Am I on the Air, and I'm sure you'll find it. We're available on Instagram and on TikTok and on YouTube. Just search Am I on the Air and give us a follow, man. I do video reviews, quick thoughts, 60 seconds or less on all the movies and stuff on TikTok. I share them on the Instagram as well, too, but make sure you follow along for that. And once again, plug for the affiliates, Pop Culture Pros, Pop Culture _Pros on Twitter, Red Dragons Radio, Follow on Twitter at Red Dragons Radio. And check it out, man. Not only are we there, but a lot of other great podcasts. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for tuning in on this Monday, October the 3rd. I hope you all have an amazing week. I don't know if anything else comes out this week. I did already pre-buy my tickets for Black Adam opening night, but that's later in the month. So we'll have to see what else comes out. But you know I always have something for you. So we'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. And until next time, y'all, take care of yourselves and each other. Peace.
Bye, everybody. Thank you for listening. Red Dragons! Red Dragons!